The boy lives in a shell, too timid, shy, and insecure. But she's a breath of air, an answer to a prayer. What the boy needs is someone like her. More than riding, more than rowing, what will get his blood to flowing is the company of that girl. More than hiking in the cold, what will make him strong and bold is the company of that girl. If left to himself, he may become a brute, or worse yet, a foppish, dandified suit. But the thing that will give him vigor and make him feel much bigger is the company of that girl.
That girl.
That girl. He will put away his pining and any childish whining in the company of that girl. And his awkward, boyish gait will turn purposeful and straight in the company of that girl. With her he could gain a whole new sense of life. Who knows when it's time at last to choose a wife?
Mr. Lawrence, you do jest, sir.
Why not build a nest, sir, in the company of that girl?
That girl.
That girl.
Josephine! It's 3 o'clock, Auntie. I have to run.
Josephine! That girl.
Miss March, good day.
Good day, Mr. Brook.
I really must say that you really do look the picture of good health today.
As do you.
I do.
It's true.
Well.
Well.
Would you look at that sky?
Oh, my.
It's so terribly, terribly. And blue, like you, like your eye, I mean your eyes. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good day.
Good day.
Adieu.
Adieu.
To you.
To you. To... Oh, Beth, did I just make a complete fool of myself? Yes. But he did too.
Though I'm burning with amour, I become a total bore in the company of that girl. I teeter and I fumble, and my words are all a jumble in the company.
I really do.
fellow, but she doesn't call me names and doesn't pick me last when she teams for games with her. I can relax and be myself without any fear of attacks. This world would be a lovely place, yes, sir, if more fellows were more like her. Where are you going?
I have to go write for an hour.
That girl and her silly scribblings.
Well, let her go, Lori. Stay here so I can draw you. Strike your most heroic pose.
How's this?
Perfection. I like him. I really do. He's unlike any boy that I ever knew. He's rather like a prince. So graceful, straight and tall. So sensitive and caring. Not like boy at all. In form, he's nearly Greek. And when he's near me, both of my more fellows more like him.
I could almost dance for joy every time I see
really
the boy
do.
In the company.
She's unlike any girl I ever knew. I have never been
like
this shy
him.
I could sigh or cry
really
or die
do.
In the company.
He's unlike any boy I
a fellow, oh, what a fellow, a jolly good fellow is she.
He's like a god, so it is odd that he doesn't see his effect on me.
Mr. Lawrence, you do jest.
Why not build a nest in the company of that girl?